The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Yud. Today's daf is being studied. Lenu Nishmat Mor Zekini Yosef Ben Sarah, and Meirat Zekinati Yafa Bat Sarah, and Lenu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Fuat Shema Moshe Medina Sarah, Ruhamah Batahar, Besarah Batahar, Inna Rafal Adahim, Ufata Nefesh, Ufata Guf, Ufuatam Kerubala Bo, Vechini Rasum and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Yud Amud Rishon, 9 lines from the top. Okay, now, we learned earlier in the Masechet that one of the ways to make a kiddushin by a lady is what? Kesef, like we do at Epikodeshet. You give the kesef, and that makes the kinyan. And second way we learned is what? Shtar. You give her a document. It says in the document, Hare Epikodeshet. The document doesn't have to be worth any value, because you're not being mekadesh with the value of the document. You're mekadeshing it with the words that are on the document. The third way we said that a person can mekadesh a lady is bi'ah. Bi'ah l'shem kiddushin, which is before the bi'ah, he says, Hare at mekodesh li bi'ah zu, kedat Moshe v'Yisrael, it's bi'ah l'shem kiddushin. So now the Gemara's question is like this. Oh, now, we know in a bi'ah, there is techilat bi'ah, and there is sof bi'ah. What does this mean over here? Which means you have a techilat bi'ah, which the halakha refers to as ha'ara'a. Ha'ara'a is that the atara of the evir just makes a initial entry, and but not complete. That's called techilat bi'ah. Sof bi'ah is what it sounds like. Sof bi'ah, the end of it. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the question is like this: kiddushin that you're telling me a lady's nickname bi'ah, which part is called techilat bi'ah or sof bi'ah? What's the nafkamina? So the Gemara is going to give you two nafkaminot. One nafkamina is going to be, if let's say they just made tahilat bi'ah, and then she accepted kiddushin from somebody else. Mm-hmm. So now, if you say that they're not married with tahilat bi'ah, so the second kiddushin is hal. If you say that the tahilat bi'ah was kone in the first round over there, so the second kiddushin over there is nothing. That's a tremendous nafkamina. It'll be another nafkamina le'inyan kohen gadol. A Kohen Gadol is only allowed... Well, let's read that inside. Let's read that inside. The Gemara is going to say, well, we read it inside. That's not Ibaru Tayrat bi'akona or Sof bi'akona. That's the Gemara's question. Nafkamina kegon shehi'iraba. Nafkamina, let's say he just made ha'ara. Tayrat bi'a. Upashta yada v'kibla kedushin ma'ahir. And she took kedushin from another guy now. What's the stat? No.
Afterward,
they made ha'ara and they finished. Then he went down the block, took another kedushin from somebody else. Right. So now the question is the second kedushin hal or not? Nafkamina, get. Iname le kohen gadol. Dekakani betula bibi'a. Which means like this. A kohen gadol can only marry a betula. Mm-hmm. Correct? Now, what's going to happen if you're going to say that the bi'ah only is koneh at sof bi'ah, once already you make ha'ara'ah, she's not a bitula. And therefore you're making a kinyan now on a bi'ula. Which means, once you make ha'ara'ah on the lady, she's not a bitula anymore. She's a bi'ula. Our question is the nyan kiddushin, is it a kinyan or not?
If you hold a tehilat bi'ah kona.
No. If you hold that sof bi'ah is kona, you'll have a problem by a kohen gadol. Because when is the kinyan? When is the marriaging hal? She's a bi'ula already. Because once he made ha'ara'ah, she's a bi'ula. Nothing happened yet. The kiddushin is hal now at bi'ula. So let's read the Rashi over here. In a mele kohen gadol. Im mutal lekadosh bi'ah. Can a kohen gadol make kiddushin with a bi'ah? I amad tehilat bi'ah kone mutar. If you say tehilat bi'ah kone, beautiful. That means at the time that she becomes a bi'ula, that's when the kiddushin is happening. So he made kiddushin on a bi'ula. Because tehilat bi'ah is kone. Good. However, isof bi'ah kone nimsed bi'ula mish'at ha'ara'a. At the time that he made ha'ara'a, she's already now a non-bi'ula, and nothing happened yet. when the kiddushin of the Kohen Gadol hits, she's already a be'ula. And therefore, shelo l'shem kiddushin, v'asira dechtim betula me'amav yikach. And therefore, a Kohen Gadol, if you say sofi as kone, would not be allowed to make kiddushin with a bi'ah. Huh? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, my, amar ha'memor, meshivet darba, kol ha'bo'el, da'to al gemar bi'ah. Gemar bi'ah is kone. Oh, so gemar bi'ah is kone, kontra is gemara. Kohen Gadol cannot be mekadesh bi'ah. And if the guy made ha'ara and she accepted kiddushin from somebody else, she should be kodesh to the second guy. Because ha'ara is nothing. Comes the Tosafot, and Tosafot is a bomb question from Masechet Yebamot. In Masechet Yebamot, on Daf Nun He, we learned, Adraba, a lady is niknit be'ara. So now we have a stira between the two sugyot. Here it's saying sopia, there it's saying ha'ara. So Tosafot answers like this. There's a big difference between the two cases over there. Which means like this, there's no question. What's the logic over here? Why you're telling me that it's sof bi'ah? Because stam, without specifying, without speaking anything out, the assumption is there's going to be a full bi'ah. And if a person's mekadesh bi'ah stam, without any specification, in the Kerem, like the Lashor of the Gemara, kola bo'el, meaning kola bo'el stam, the doubt of the lady in the mezzah, the sopia. Over there in Yibamot, it's talking about a case where the guy just made a ha'ara'ah and with that intent, which he's a mekadesha with that intent, and therefore it was like he was, it was stipulated that from the beginning. Stipulated from the beginning, and
that wasn't the finish.
Yeah, that wasn't the finish over there. And then she knew that from the beginning. Look at the way Tosfot answers. Look at Tosfot in the Burma to call a bo'el. Tosfot, the Burma matchil ve'omer rashba. דחי אמרינן הערעה קונה, היינו בשלו עסק עם הערעה, הוא פירש מיד. דמוכח שלא היה בדתו לקנות בגמר ביאה. Which is what the guy's coming out was never to be גומר, so it would be קונה הערעה. Because that's the way he wanted to activate the קניין. אבל האח אמר לי שגמר ביאתו. When he's גומר the ביאה, תאז לא קנה לי בהערעה. Why? כיוון שדעתו על גמר ביאה. והלשון מוכיח, זה כלומר כל הבועל, סתם, ולא כאמר כל המערה, which means right, כל הבועל, meaning if you make a full bia, anybody makes a full bia, it's a full bia, it's going to be קונה, but כל המערה, no, that's so, because כל המערה will be קונה, the guy was פורש מיד, and the crime should be קונה, so that's the way Tosfot wants to interrupt the two סוגיות, nice. Good? Okay, we continue in the Gemara, Gemara כזו זה איבא אליהו, bi'ah nisua osa u arosa osa. Now we want to go to what extent does the bi'ah go? For sure it makes irusin. But maybe the bi'ah does everything. Because we know there's two stages, right? You have kiddushin and you have nisuin. Right? The consummation of the marriage. So maybe I'll tell you, bi'ah just makes irusin, then you need another bi'ah or another, yeah, to make it nisuin. I'll say no, maybe the one bi'ah does everything. By kesef and shtar, it's not so. Kesef and shtar only make a kiddushin. Irusin, right? The question is by bi'ah, maybe it even goes to make the whole kinyan, right? So comes the Gemara and says,
one action
could consummate
the whole thing.
Beginning and end. So Gemara says, nafkamina, what would be nafkamina? Li yursha. We know, let's speak out the nafkaminot. There's a big difference between a lady that's mekudeshet and me'ureset. If she's mekudeshet, or if she's married, nisua, already liyursha, the husband is allowed to inherit if she dies. Viletamela, if the husband's a kohen and she dies, he's able to be mitame. Ulafer nedarea, the husband's allowed to make a faradirim alone on a nedarim. So iyamat nisuin osa. If you're saying it, the biag takes a right to nisui, yursha umetamela mefer nedarea. V'yamat erusin osa enu yursha, why? Ve'eno metamela, ve'eno mefene darea. Mai Amar Rabbi Yeta Hashema, I'll bring a clear proof. Ha'av zakai bibito b'kiddushia. The father is able to get the kiss, the kiddushin, or to marry off his daughter, that is, when she's a kitana and when she's a ne'ara. The father is allowed to marry off his daughter when she's a kitana ne'ara. Be'kesef b'shtar b'biyah. He gives her over. to get the kesef, to get the shtar, or he's moser his daughter over to be out to a certain fellow. Right? That's the father's privilege. V'zakai b'mitziata, also he's the father. Now, it's not giving all the privileges that a father has on his daughters. When the ketana or ne'ara, he gets the lost, she finds a lost object, the father gets it. U'ma'asiyadeh, her work, the father gets it. U'befarat nedareh, who makes the absolving of the vows? The father. U'mekabelet et kita, right? As long as she's a ketana or ne'ara, the father receives the gift. Ve'eno ochel perot behayeh. Let's talk about a case where, let's say, she got an inheritance from somewhere else. So she got inheritance from somewhere else, the father is not allowed to eat the fruit of that inheritance as long as she's alive. Niset, oh, but once she got married, yeter alav ba'al, the husband gets all these things now. The father has all these rights. And not only does he lose his rights, but the husband has more rights than even the father. That what? She'ochel perot b'chayeha. The husband can start eating the fruit of that inheritance when she is still alive. Oh, so that's the point. But what are you seeking this over here? Ketani bi'av ketani niset. Oh, it says in the Braita that the father can mekadesh his daughter bekesef b'shtar bi'ah. That's kiddushin. And then it says what after that? And if she got married, that implies what? That bi'ah only makes kiddushin. There can be a stage after that of nisuin. So you see, bi'ah only makes kiddushin. The Gemara says ketani bi'av ketani niset ki ketani niset ashara. No, I can tell you the neset is going on kesef and shtar. But maybe the gabay bi'ah, the word is
tibet.
Right? Nisuin is not needed by a bi'ah. You have no ra'ya. You try to tell me that the word neset is going back on all three kinyanim. Kesef, shtar, bi'ah. No, I'll tell you the word neset is going back on where he did a kesef and a shtar. But a bi'ah, it's possible bi'ah is automatic. He goes to the nisuin. You have no ra'ya. Okay, we continue with three lines from the bottom. We're in the sugya over here. Trying to understand the nature of the third kinyan that we learned about by Kiddushin, which is the kinyan of Bi'ah. So we wanted to know to what extent does Bi'ah make the marriage? Is Bi'ah only Kiddushin, or does Bi'ah even make Nisu'in? We didn't have this question by Kesef. Kesef, we know Kesef is a kinyan of Kiddushin. Shtar as well is a kinyan of kedushin, but bi'ah, the Gemara wants to say maybe the bi'ah just does the whole thing, meaning it completes it kedushin and nisuin bevatahat. So the Gemara is trying to bring proofs either way to solve that query. So the Gemara says a proof now. Amar Rava Tashema bat shalosh shanim veyom echad. You have a girl. She's 3 years old, and one day, mitkadeshet bibi'ah. She's old enough that she can get married al yedeh bi'ah. Meaning her father can give her over, because she's a ketana. The father can go over to bi'ah. Less than 3 years old, as she says, it's considered kinotin etzba bi'ayin. It's like putting a finger in her eye. Which means you just put it on, it comes right, come right out again. The bi'ah on a girl less than 3 years old is nothing. It has to be at least 3 years old. Okay, v'im ba aleha yavam kana. And for that matter, if a girl is 3 years old and the yavam has bi'ah with her, so the yavam is koneh her. Meaning bi'ah to a 3 year old girl is koneh nafkamina, that the yavam would have to give her now a get. V'hayavim aleha mishum eshet ish. Which means, if let's say her father accepted Kiddushin for her, correct? For this Ketana Bat Shalosh, Shanim B'Yom Echad. So now, she's considered married, Nafka Minad, that if somebody else goes with her, they'll be considered Eshet Ish. Umetamea Et Bo'ala. The law is that if a man cohabitates with a lady that's Nida, it says, Uti nidata alav. He also gets tum'at nida. Just like she's tameh for 7 days, he also gets the tameh of the nida on him. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if a man cohabitates with a girl 3 years old in one day, and she is nida, so therefore the nida goes on him, you have the tum'ah of tum'at bu'ala, which is uti nidata alav. Furthermore, Letame mishkav tahton ke'elyon.
Now I'm going to explain to you what that means. And then we'll read it in Nashi. Normally, by a regular case of a Zav or a Nida, the Torah was Mehadesh, that anything that they sit on becomes also an Avatum'ah like them. Not only anything they sit on, what they're actually touching, but even if they're sitting on 10 mattresses or lying down on them, their Mishkav and Moshav becomes like them. However, that's only by the Nida herself. But the man that gets the Tum'ah of the Nida, by cohabitating with the Nida, he also was Metameh, Mishkav, and Moshav, but it makes it a Rishon. Not like the Nida that makes it a Av, his Tum'at, Mishkav, and Moshav is on the level of a Rishon. Now let's read Rashi. Letameh, Mishkav, Tahton, Ke'alyon. Which means the bottom pillow, or the bottom mattress, and the top one are the same. That what? She'oseh bo'ala moshav u'mishkav afilu esir masa'ot. Doesn't matter, the top and the bottom are equal. Not only the ones he's sitting on, but even the tenth one all the way on the bottom is mitameh, avalo liyot avatum'ah. But not to become an avatum'ah, letameh adam v'kelim. Avatum'ah ki mitameh adam v'kelim. Has the ability metame ochlin u'mashkin, which is a rishon. A rishon is metame ochlin u'mashkin. Ki elyono shel zav. V'chein mefaresh lam masechet nida. Aval pechuta mibat shalosh shanim, but less than 3 years old. Ena metamea et bo'ala. Does not have the ability metame the bo'el. Ena tumat erif. Tumat erif means tame. The guy who comes tame to the evening. Kinogeya be'alma. Like a person that was nogeya benida. Okay, so that's the law of bat shalosh shanim. That she's mitameh, the guy that went with her, tumat nida, mishkav moshav, they call it ke'elyono shel zav. That what? That makes it a rishon. The item, the mishkav becomes like a rishon. Okay, good. Ve'im niset lekohen, oh. Till now we were just talking about what? Having a bi'ah with a girl that's 3 years and 1 day. Now they come, and if let's say they consummated it and got married, ochelet betruma. So if she's married to a kohen, she's able to eat teruma. What's the regular law? The law is that the wife of a kohen, even if she's a bi'ah, gets to eat teruma. So if she's 3 years old and 1 day, she gets married, she eats teruma. V'imba aleha echad mikol arayot shebatora. If let's say she has relations with one of the arayot in the Torah, mummatin al yada, they die. She cohabitates with her father. Okay, so that's arayot in the Torah. That's hayav midah. So the father would get killed, but you can't kill her because she's still a minor. But mummatin al yada, which means they die as a result of her. Okay, because she's not a bat onshin. If let's say she goes with somebody that's pasul, she goes with, let's say, a Obed Kuchavim, okay, a goy. Pasla mina keuna. So she becomes pasula, which means a kohen cannot marry somebody that went with a goy, for example, right? So if she went with a goy, so the bi'ah is considered bi'ah, that she can become asul to go with a kohen. Now we go back to the proof. Katani bi'ah v'ketani nis'ah, which means in the Baraita over here we talked about having bi'ah with a 3-year-old, and then it said by the kohen case nis'ah the kohen she can eat teruma. It's mashma that what, that bi'ah does not finish because it discussed bi'ah, then it went even a step further, and if she got married nis'ah, it's mashma bi'ah only makes Kedushin, and not Nisuin. That's the Gemara's proof, right? Gemara says, "Hachi ka'amar, I hane Nisuin de koheninu ochelet betruma." Which means, really, I'll tell you, bi'ah makes Nisuin. All the end of the Braita was saying that if this Nisuin happened to a kohen, she eats teruma. Which means, we thought till now, Nabimira, bi'ah is Kedushin, and Nisuin is Nisuin, therefore we said, bi'ah only goes halfway. Kedushin. Nah, Biyah makes the full Nisuin. And the Braita meant like this. If a person has Biyah with a 3-year-old, it does this. And if the Nisuin happened to a Kohen, which means the Biyah, which is Nisuin, happened to a Kohen, she gets to eat Teruma. So if I can really tell you, I have no proof from this Braita.
It continues.
Tashema.
Again, we're still trying to prove the dilemma over here. How far does the Biyah make the marriage? Does it make a Kedushin? Or even a Nisuin?
Uchvar shalach Yohanan ben Bagbag etzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera lenitzibin. So Yohanan ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera from the city of Nitzibin. Shamati alecha, I heard about you. Sheata omer arusa bat Yisrael ochelet betruma. I heard that you hold that even in arusa Bat Yisrael can eat Teruma. Now, we always learned Nisua for sure can eat. Mm-hmm. Arusa, we learned maybe Minat Torah can eat. But the rabbis made a gezerah that she might take the Teruma back to her house, feed it to her brothers. But before we get into that whole issue, let's take it face value. He sends to Rabbi Yehuda, I heard that you said that an Arusa, Bat Yisrael, married to a Kohen, can eat Teruma. Arusa, engaged. Shalach lo, so Rabbi Yehuda sends back to Rabbi Yohanan ben Bagbag, ve'ata i'ata omer kach, but you don't hold like that? Muhzekani becha, you have a chazakah, she'ata paki bechadre Torah. You're an expert in all the chambers of Torah, lidrosh bekal v'homer, you know how to make a kal v'homer, Rabbi, I'm shocked at you. I'ata yodeya, you don't know how to make this kava omer to say that in arusa, but you search to eat teruma. I mean, you're questioning on me. What do you mean? You're an expert. You don't know how to make the kava omer. What's the kava omer? Uma shifha kenaanit she'en bi'ata ma'achilata betruma bi'a with the kohen does not feed her teruma because the bi'a with the shifha kenaanit is like the bi'a with the hamora. The bi'ah with the shifa kananit does nothing. So if the kohen master at bi'ah with the shifa kananit, she's not allowed to eat teruma because there's no such thing as a bi'ah by shifa kananit to make her like a marriage or things like that. Kaspam achilata betruma. But if the kohen pays and buys the shifa kananit, kinyan kaspo is ma'achil. Zu, a regular lady. Shebi'ata ma'achilata betruma. That what? If a kohen has bi'ah with a regular lady, she's able to eat teruma. Enodin shekaspa ma'achilata betruma. All the more so what? That her kesef should ma'achilta, meaning kenya kesef, meaning kedushin. Meaning, let's say the kava omer outside. And what? By a shifha kananit. We know the law that says if a man owns a shifha kananit. When I say a man, I'm meaning a kohen. Torah calls it kinyan kaspo. So the shifha kananit can eat teruma medin kinyan kesef. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's say the kohen has bi'a with the shifha kananit. Does it do anything?
Nothing.
Could she eat teruma? No. I said, amadu ben lahamor. Nothing. Uma shifha kananit, that the bi'a is not machim betruma, but the kesef is. Zoo, this lady over here, regular lady, that bi'ah, the queen has bi'ah, ma'achil, kesef, lo kol sheken. We don't understand the kavah homet exactly yet. We're going to wait for the Gemara to give us the details, but that's basically what it's saying. Aval, it continues the rabbi. Aval, no, I thought this was a great kavah homet to allow an arusa to eat teruma, but what should I do? Share amru hachamim. In arusa bat yisrael ochelet betruma ad shetikanes lechupa. Okay, why? For the reason we said, because she might get teruma, she might bring it home to her brothers and feed them teruma, and therefore it's a problem. Now, the Gemara says, hechi dame. What is the kal vachomer that Rabbi Yehuda made? I bebi asha al yedei chupa. If we're talking about when it said bi'ah allows a lady to eat teruma, what type of bi'ah must have it been? It's a bi'ah with a chupa. Which means, if it's a bi'ah sha'ayideh chupa, that means it's the chupa, v'kesef sha'ayideh chupa. And the kesef that we were talking about, that's machir, it's talking about a kesef that's al yedei chupa, betarvayu mechal achla. There's no gezerah in that case. She's considered a nesu'ah. For sure she's permissible to eat. Which means when you were talking about zushi bi'ah ma'achilatav, that was a bi'ah, what a chupa. Because the omer kesef, what a chupa, that's fadai. We know that that's nesu'in could be ma'achil. Wouldn't he come along and say, Umay, I said that my friends came along and made a gezerah? If the case was talking about where it was a marriage, there would be no gezerah in that case because it's permissible in a deen to eat terumah. There's no gezerah. So that cannot be the case of a bi'ah with a chuppah and a kesef with a chuppah.
So one of them was
a way. Oh, so let's see. The bi'ah was al yedei chuppah. The kesef shelo al yedei chuppah. And the kesef was just the regular kesef of kiddushin. What kind of kavahomer is that? You can't bring a kavahomer if chupa is ma'achil, then kesef alone will be ma'achil. That's two against one. That doesn't make sense either. Ela la bibia shelo al yedei chupa, the kesef shelo al yedei chupa. Ela must be talking about a bia alone without a chupa. And the kesef alone, which means without chuppah, which means kiddushin level, meaning uma bi'ah that's ma'achil, kavachomer kesef would be ma'achil. Now that's the kavachomer, but the Gemara is not finished. I amar bishlama. Let me speak outside the inherent problem that the Gemara is going to try to solve now, and therefore bring a proof. The inherent problem is like this. You're learning that the case is talking about Uma bi'ah, regular bi'ah of kiddushin, is ma'achil. Kavahomer kesef, and a regular kiddushin be ma'achil. Why is bi'ah stronger than kesef? It's both kiddushin. Mm-hmm. Why is the Gemara taking it for granted that the kiddushin of bi'ah is ma'achil, and kesef is like less, that you need a kavahomer to learn the kiddushin of kesef is ma'achil? Which means the Gemara's assumption is if bi'ah is ma'achil, Kavahomer, kesef is ma'achil. For some reason, the Gemara, this is a bi'ah, is like a more pasut, that it's ma'achil. Why? If it's both on the kiddushin level, why is bi'ah better than kesef? So the Gemara is going to explain. I amar bishlama. Nisu'in osa. If you're going to say that bi'ah has the ability to make the full nisu'in, so you see it's a stronger type of kinyan. That's why the Gemara understood that if bi'ah is ma'achil, right? All the more so, kesef. Which means the Gemara assumed that bi'ah was for granted it's ma'achil because it's a stronger, like completes more. So therefore, I'll make the kavahomer. However, i'amal kiddushin osa. But if you just say it only makes it on the level of kiddushin, why did you have a pshita by bi'ah that it's ma'achil and kesef alone is not? Since bi'ah, even though this case we're talking about, it only was a bi'ah of kiddushin, but it's a type of kinyan that can go all the way. So therefore, the Gemara said, that's ma'achil. So now we go. Let's go to the whole kavahomer at this point. Uma shefha. Where bi'ah doesn't work to feed kesef does, by a regular lady that bi'ah of kiddushin does, certainly kesef of kiddushin is. Why did you think bi'ah of kiddushin is stronger than kesef of kiddushin? Because bi'ah can even be gomer, has potential to be gomer. Oh, so we have a proof that what? Bi'ah is gomer.
Both.
Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak. No. Le'olam emalag bi'ah she'al yedei chupa. The kesef shelo al yedei chupa. The 2-to-1 case. Which means really the kavahomer is if a bi'ah al yedei chupa. Really, I think bi'ah is not gomer. But if you had a bi'ah with a chupa, if that can feed, certainly a kesef of kiddushin can feed. Oh, we had a question. This is 2, this is 1. Udeka amat, acha talti vacha hada. Kavahomer miya ite. But the kavahomer is still available. How? Ve'achi, this is the way it goes. Shalach le, uma shifha kena'anit, she'en bi'ata ma'achilata b'truma afidu al yedei chupa, which is even if the Kohen, he finishes it, Chuppah L'Shem Nisuin and all that, Chuppah L'Chuppah, nothing. Right? But still what? Kasma Ma'achilata, but Kesem alone works, Belo Chuppah, right? Because Kanyan Kasmo, Zu, a regular case, should be Atam Ma'achilata B'Truma Al Yedei Chuppah, here where the Bi'ah would work Al Yedei Chuppah, or the most of the cases should work alone. So therefore the Kavah Omer works, even though it's 2-1, it still works. Which means, if by a Kohen, Bi'ah with a Chuppah, even a Bi'ah with a Chuppah is nothing, but Kesef alone works. Here, where a Bi'ah with a Chuppah is something, for certainly Kesef alone should work. Beautiful. So that was his Kavah Omer. Then he came along and said, what should I do? Share Amru Hachamim, in arusa bat yisrael ochilet betruma ad shekanes lechupa. Okay, mishum de'ula. Good, what was ula's din? Ula was the one that said that because they might take the food home and bring it back to our brothers and feed it, and eat it. Okay, good. Uben bagbag. Now for some reason Ben Bagbag didn't like this kavah omer. Which is Ben Bagbag was the one that sent Rabbi Yehuda. You the one that said that an arusa can eat teruma. He said, yeah, well, what's the matter? I thought you were a smart rabbi. You know all Hadrei Torah. You know how to make Kavah Omer? Now, for some reason, Ben Bagbag did not accept this Kavah Omer. What's the matter with this Kavah Omer? Shefcha kena'anid lo shiyer bekinyana. Hacha shiyer bekinyana.
Love something.
Which means, by the case of Shefcha kena'anid, when you are koneh with kesef, you didn't leave anything in the kinyan left over, which means it's total kinyan kaspo. That's why she can eat teruma. Masha'enkin, when you give kesef of the kiddushin, there's still more to acquire.
Yeah,
not comparable. Here, lo shi'ir be kinyan, because there's nothing like you bought the whole thing.
Yeah.
That kesef makes a full acquisition. Masha'enkin, the kesef of the kiddushin? There's still more to go. Therefore, just because the shefcha eats with kesef, who says that a regular lady does? That's why he didn't say that's why he didn't accept the kavah omer.